Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie and Lola with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, a group of cosmetic injectable nurses gathered outside Brisbane Parliament House yesterday in protest for a poison licence to be brought forward so cosmetic surgeries can continue in the confines of the law. With clinics across Australia and the country temporarily closing due to insurers not covering surgeries conducted outside the law, business owners are struggling with the recent rules. Queensland Health has added the new guideline clarifications that mean registered nurses cannot store contain medicines such as Botox or injectables at their clinics without a doctor or nurse practitioner present. Megan McRae, a cosmetic clinic owner, has said the new guidelines are an attack on women-led businesses.
The Mount Isa copper smelter is set to close in 2030. Mining giant Glencore is looking for a government bailout so it can continue operating ahead of that time. Experts warn that without the smelter, copper productions will be pushed offshore. Mining analyst Gavin Widdett said another country such as China or United States would respond differently to a smelter closure of this magnitude. If we allow facilities like this to shut down across the Western world, it reinforces China's strategy, which is to subsidize its own infrastructure, subsidize its own production to undercut Western world production so that it closes, and then eventually China will raise the price of its products, says Mr. Widdett. In national news, Amazon makes huge play at office sector with new business model. Online commerce giant Amazon is today launching a new service in Australia targeting the multi-billion dollar business-to-business market. Amazon businesses will offer small, medium and large companies office products, electronics, furniture and more at what Amazon says will be competitive pricing. Lena Zak, Amazon Business Australia country manager, says, as operating costs keep rising, Amazon Business can help take some of that pressure off by offering meaningful savings on everyday goods and supplies, along with the convenience and simplicity of our delivery experience.
Ex-Greens Senator Dorinda Cox has accused her former party of racism and ignorance in internal bullying and toxic culture in her resignation letter. When announcing her move to the Labor government, Senator Cox stated that her values were more aligned with Labor and that the Greens had failed First Nations MPs and First Nations people. In her formal resignation, she opened up about her experience and how the Greens permitted racism and violence against First Nations women. Senator Cox also made formal police complaints against ACT candidate Tinjanara Gorengreng in 2023 after a dispute at Perth Airport. Dr. Gorengreng had denied to The Guardian any claims and of the harassment or assault of Senator Cox. In international news, Israel has deported Swedish activist Greta Thunberg after she was detained in international waters off the coast of Gaza earlier this week. According to the Israeli Foreign Ministry, Thunberg boarded a flight to France where she will continue to her home country of Sweden. The 22-year-old was accompanying a group of activists on a symbolic aid mission to deliver essential supplies following Israel's total humanitarian aid blockade. Israeli forces boarded the Freedom Flotilla Coalition's yacht, the Madeline, on Monday, seizing 12 crew members. 8 crew members remain in custody contesting their deportation order. They will be held in detention awaiting a court hearing. Upon arriving in Paris, Ms. Thunberg told the press that her and her crewmates had been kidnapped on international waters and brought against their will into Israel.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny with the low winds predicted for the evening. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.